Om Shanti. Good morning. Today 19th November 2018. Today's magic of blessing is, may you die alive and by being showered with the nectar of knowledge, become great from being a corpse. May you die alive and by being showered with the nectar of knowledge, become great from being a corpse. Explanation is, previously you were burning on a pyre of worries, but the Father has now showered you with the nectar of knowledge and made you die alive. He has brought you from the burning pyre back to life. The Father gave you nectar to drink and made you immortal. Previously, you were like a dead corpse and now you have become great from being a corpse. Previously, people used to say that God made corpse come back to life, but they didn't know how He did that. Now you have the happiness that the Father has lifted you off from the burning pyre and made you immortal. So, Baba has said, you were burning on a pyre of worries, but the Father has now showered you with the nectar of knowledge and made you die alive. So Baba has said nectar of knowledge. The word nectar means, actually it's a Greek word, nectar. Nec means death and the tar means ability to overcome. So nectar means ability to overcome death. But in general sense, we all know that nectar means it's a sugar syrup or a sweet liquid in the flower. Nectar. And this nectar, animals or the bees or the flies, they used to extract for pollination and they used to prepare this honey, everything and all. So with this nectar, so many things. The worldly people just know about nectar means this. And in Hinduism, in other mythologies, they say like nectar means it's like amrit. Amrit, like a sweet. We will see what is that also. What is that belief behind that. So here, nectar means, Baba has told, He has given us the nectar of knowledge. So nectar of knowledge means knowledge about the ability to overcome death. So Baba is just not giving the nectar, He is giving the nectar of knowledge. Means the knowledge of ability to overcome the death. So that is nectar of knowledge. And we all know that this knowledge is very sweet, which makes us sweet. As the nectar, as the honey or the amrit, but that is very sweet. Same like that, this knowledge is also a very sweet knowledge, which makes us sweet. And which makes us bring back to our originality. And also, this knowledge, with this nectar of knowledge, we are getting the knowledge of three dots, which is the very basic knowledge. Three dots, soul, supreme soul, and Brahma. If we understand three things, we have drunk the nectar of knowledge completely. But still, there is a variation. People used to drink and how much they are digesting that. Like Baba is saying, Chandi knowledge. Chandi knowledge means how much we are drinking the nectar and how much we are digesting, because everyone's body is different. Everyone's digestive system is different. Everyone's practice, ideas, perceptions, views, everything is different. So based upon their perception or their part in the drama, they digest or they just imbibe the nectar of knowledge. Yesterday, when I was thinking that how sweet this knowledge is, yesterday I met a sister. She was sharing her experience. For the past 3-4 years, she has crossed a near-death experience 3-4 times. Near-death experience 3-4 times. And she was sharing how Baba helped her. And I was noticing, she is sharing, and I was noticing her how much that soul has imbibed the knowledge and how much she has literally become the part of that. Literally, if we are imbibing, we just reflect that, becoming that. I was seeing her how much, and I was able to feel Baba's love. As yesterday's Baba's Vardhan, the way she was experiencing, even in my life, first time I got tears after hearing her experience. Even my Laukik mother's death also, I didn't cry, no tears. But after hearing her, cause we can make out how much the soul has imbibed the nectar of knowledge. So the way the soul is, cause truth was there. She was very true, was like inside out what she felt inside, the what she experienced as such, that is the nectar. Because we can literally, we can see and feel that is the original and how much we are taken inside that. So today also Baba has given us the nectar of knowledge. We should check how much we have taken this nectar and how much we have digested, and how truly we are expressing or exploring that. Because just drinking doesn't mean that we digested. Digested means we will get healthier. With this knowledge, we are becoming ever healthy and wealthy. If really we have digested this knowledge or digested this nectar, of course the truth we will explore. With that, the people who are coming in, or the souls who are coming in contact with us, they will realize this thing. So that is the main thing. So that much we have to imbibe the knowledge. So with this nectar of knowledge, Baba has said, you have become die alive. Die alive in Hindi, it's like marjiva, jiteji marna ya marjiva. So in so many murlis, avyakta murlis, nearly 48 years of Avyakta Murli we have. In that nearly 23 years of Murli, Baba has mentioned about this Marjiva. So in 1980 Murli, with double foreigners, Baba has said, die alive means to die, means going to heaven. Because in worldly also, people say if someone is dying, means they'll say the soul has reached heaven. But here Baba has asked them to die means going back to heaven, and he has checked with the for double foreigners that check whether your breath got stuck in the old world. Because the previous birth and this birth, it differs. Some souls may be in this knowledge since the childhood, so they won't realize or the previous birth or this thing. Since childhood only, they will feel I'm a Brahmin. Some people, they would have done devotion for 30 years or 40 years or 50 years. After that, they would have got the knowledge and they know the difference. What is the previous birth, how I was, and this new birth, how I am. So this difference they can make. But at times, when we recall those experiences, we got stuck. So Baba has asked to check whether your breath got stuck in the old world. And Baba has so sweetly, Baba has said, those who are dead will laugh or smile only in confluence age. This is the wonder. So now we all are die alive. So we all are dead, but still we are smiling and we are laughing. This wonder will happen only in confluence age. So to die means going to heaven. Then next, in 1979 February Murli, Baba has said, to die alive means Brahmin life, Brahman Jeevan. So Brahmins, they never play with the mud. They will always play with the jewels of knowledge or gems of virtues. So Baba has said, have you realized or recognized that you are living a Brahmin life? To die alive means you are in a Brahmin life. So we should also realize that to die alive means, am I experiencing or am I feeling that in that presence of mind that I am leading a Brahmin life, and I should play only with jewels of knowledge, not with the mud. So we should check that. And next, in same 1979 November 2-3 Murlis, Baba has, in that month alone, Baba has mentioned so many times about this Marjiva, and a special class for Marjiva also was there in 1972 one Murli. It was so good Murli. In that November 1979, Murali Baba has said, "Die alive, this birth of die alive is to eat the immediate fruit of action or effort, pratyakshaphal. What we do immediately, we get that fruit of that action. Immediately, we literally will see. If we do seva, then we'll be very happy, because what the action we have done, the fruit of that immediately we experience. If we help others, or if we help others through mind, through our vibration, immediately our vibration also changes. So the immediate fruit we are experiencing. So die alive, this Brahmin life is to eat the immediate fruit. And no need to labor. Mehnat nahi karna hai. So instead of doing labor, this is the time to eat fruit. Baba is saying, just keep eating fruit of this. And Baba has said, it is the time to be in super sensuous joy life. Die alive means, it's a super sensuous joy life, Atindriya Sukh. So Baba has said, those who swing in the swing of super sensuous joy, only will swing with Krishna in Satyug, in golden age. So you should check, are we swinging in the super sensuous joy? You should check. And Baba has said, only those souls are called as intense effort makers, Tivra Purushati. Those who are actually swinging in the swing of super sensuous joy are the Tivra Purushatis. And only they will swing with Krishna in golden age. So die alive means swinging in the swing of super sensuous joy life. Die alive means Brahmin life. Die alive means going to heaven. And next Baba has said in same November 1979 Murali, die alive means 84 births account got settled. This is your 84th birth. And you can't compare this birth with any other birth. So this is the 84th birth. And Baba has said, this birth is a connection or a relation, sambandh, and it is not a bondage, not bandhan. It's not a bandhan, it's a sambandh. So this birth, die alive, or this Brahmin life, it's a birth to have a divine connection or divine relation with any soul or supreme soul. So to die alive means having a divine connection or divine relation with supreme soul or our brothers souls. And as we, this is a connection or relation, as it is not a bondage, whatever action we do, that is also not a bondage. We become karma yogi. Instead of become karma bandha and karma bhog, automatically it becomes a karma yoga. So die alive means it's a divine connection or divine relation, so we are becoming bondage free. And next, Baba has asked, die alive means you have left the old body. Now this body is left for the service of the world. We are dead from the old world, and now this body is for the world service. In the old body, though it is impure and this is old, but still Baba feels power and he is using this. Baba has said, this is Baba's Mahavagya. Baba has said direct version of Baba. And Baba has said, in this old body, I am feeling the power, I am using this. So I am responsible for this. Why are you suffering? Baba has directly asked in this Murali. Then in this body, I am feeling power and I am using for the world service. And I am responsible for this. Why you are suffering for that? And Baba has said, you couldn't take care of this body also. And you don't know how to take care of this body also. And you are not giving up also. Baba has said, give up this, because I am responsible for this. And you don't worry. Baba has said, how to give up this body consciousness? Just leave I, Mera. Means leaving the responsibility. Mera ko tera banana. So Baba has directly said that die alive means Baba is responsible for this body and he will take care. Baba has asked not to suffer like this. So we should leave this I, my sanskar, my swabhav, my nature, my character, my seva, my department. So everything is Baba's. So if we leave this responsibility, Baba will take care. because He is filling the power and He is using. We just want to observe and enjoy. That is actual die alive. And next, as I said, die alive means Baba has said dying from the old sanskars. Still we are carrying some old sanskars. Die alive means it's a new birth, new sanskar, and now we are recording all the new sanskar. Of course the old sanskar, it just emerges, because sanskar and the our part, it's recorded, it's not erased or deleted. It's like a emerging and emerging. So it's like a cycle. Though our all things will get merged and we will emerge the Satyug deity sanskar, and it will be there after the part over, that will get merged, and next the devotee sanskars, that will get emerged. So our sanskars or the nature or the quality or the faculty of the soul is never got erased or deleted. It's just merging and emerging. So we should understand where we are missing, or where we are just forgetting, where we are going away from the path. We should find, cause of the old sanskar, it pulls. Body consciousness is also old sanskar, because now though we have die alive, marjiva. So this is our new birth, already we are dead. So but still that old sanskar, it's pulling. The which sanskar we have to merge, it's automatically emerging and it's pulling. So we should find out that and we should come out of that. Start emerging the new sanskars of golden age. And next Baba has said, this body is a temporary loan I have given for you. So use it accordingly. It's just a temporary loan for you. In 1972, March, April, Murali Baba has said, this is a temporary loan for you, so use accordingly. And in July 1972, Murali, as I said, for Adhar Kumar's Bhatti, in that Bhatti, Baba has specially taken a special class for this Marjiva, and directly he has attacked the Adhar Kumars. Baba has said that Murali topic is Marjiva ki smriti se grahasti va pravrti ki vismriti. So in that, Baba has said, having the awareness that this is my family, this is my yugal, this is wrong. Itself wrong. Baba has said, seeing with the attitude, seeing the yugal or the wife or the family members as a wife, with that attitude of yugal itself is wrong. You are just a trustee. In attitude only we should not have that this is my yugal, this is my wife. So if we are having that inside, then only it comes out. So Baba has said, you are just trustee. Baba have made you trustee just to take care of that. And you are not responsible for that. You are just trustee of that soul. So Baba has directly said, not even in your words, this should come, this is my yugal or this is my wife. So nicely in that Murali Baba has said, in 1972 July Murali for Adhar Kumar's Bhatti. So die alive means, we should think that this body is a temporary loan, and we should die from our old sanskar, and we should think that this body is, Baba is responsible for this body, and we should leave I, and we should have divine connection and relation with the Supreme Soul, and we should think that we are connecting in a divine way, so that bondage won't be created, because we should realize that this is my 84th birth. And next, die alive means eating the immediate fruit, and to swing in the swing of super sensuous joy. And next, die alive means Brahmin life and to go heaven. So next thing is, this is die alive. After becoming die alive, next we are becoming immortal. Because the moment we become die alive, we become immortal too. It's interconnected. So immortal, we all know that immortal means living long. It's eternal life. There is no death. So what is actually immortal? Regarding this immortal in the world, so many myths are there, mythological ways are there. And many souls, they are trying to become immortal or eternal. But so many this mythological ways, one thing is the Holy Grail. This is a Christian mythology. In that they have said, Grail means the mug or the cup which the Jesus in his last days or last moment he was drinking in that. So that is a golden mug. So people say only pure souls can hold that, and whoever are able to hold that can will become immortal. So this is a Christian mythology. They have this idea, and they have said Sir Galahad was the only pure soul who was able to grasp that cup, only just to grasp, not drink. So he is the only pure soul to grasp, and he has immediately after grasping has become immortal. So this is one mythology they have, but our immortality is different. And next, in Greek mythology, they are saying that we should drink ambrosia. Ambrosia means it's a drink which the doves are there. Doves have delivered to Olympians, which was the source of immortal. They have this mythology in Greek. They are thinking that doves, they used to feed or this deliver this ambrosia. It's a drink. It's made of some mixture. So they were telling that doves used to feed this Olympians, so many Olympians are there, used to feed, and they used to become immortal, and they used to become powerful also. This is some Greek mythology. And next, eating a golden apple. So people are saying some golden apple is there by eating that also. It's a Norse mythology. And in Hinduism, Amrit, we all know that deities at some point they lost their immortality, so they have become mortal. So again they want to become immortal. So for that they tricked asuras, and with their help they were churning the ocean and they got the amrit. Again they tricked the asuras by making Vishnu to disguise a female structure, so that they were diverting the mind of asuras, and they all had. And when the asuras in a rush they were having to become immortal, because they got the amrit. So in a rush they have having, and they were spilling some amrit. So the spilled amrit, some yoga masters in the world, it's a belief, they are saying that those yoga masters have drink that thing, that's why they have become a yoga master. So it's just a belief in Hinduism regarding that amrit. So this is a belief, but actually we know that we are churning the ocean of knowledge and we are getting amrit. Because of that we are becoming die-alive and immortal. But in Hinduism, they have said like this. And next, in Chinese mythology, they say one peach fruit we know. Peach of mythology, immortality is there. It's that fruit, if we eat one peach fruit, we will live for 1,000 years. So in this, actually one person was there. He was given the duty to take care of that peach. It was in the forest. So he has to protect that forest so that no one will eat that peach. But what he does, he was protecting, and one day he himself got attacked and he ate one peach fruit. And the god came to know. And they were trying to find, but he was hiding. And at some point they caught him. And God said, like, you become immortal. Every 1,000 years, he was repeating. And he used to hide himself, and they will get what him. Then finally, he was like, I have to get rid of this immortality. Because every year, his duty has to take care of that. So many people will come to take that peach, but his duty was going. So he got vexed at last. Then they said they sent him to Buddha, and Buddha gave some ways to come out of this immortality, something, some stories are there. And next, some unknown plant is there in Sumerian mythology. They also say that some plant is there, if we eat, we become. And one cinnabar is there. Cinnabar, it's the ore of mercury and gold. Now also this mythology is there. People believe this. If we eat the ore of mercury or gold, we become immortal. Because gold or the mercury, it lives long. So when we eat that, even our body also will reflect that. We will also will reflect that nature. So this is one Taoism mythology. Then in Greek mythology, one more belief is there, anger a god. Because there are so many people, whether like tapasya, people also, you know, do something so that God will get angry and he will give a curse. So like this, many people have got a immortality as a curse. And they have suffered also because of that. and then taunt Jesus. And last one is eat a mermaid. This belief now also is having, people are searching for mermaids. Mermaids means, we know that it's a fish kind of thing which is having a female head. But actually how that mermaid was developed means, in Japan or China, I don't know, in there the sea one Ningyo one fish is there, which looks like a combination of monkey and crab. It looks like that. The head will be like a monkey and the down part will be like a crab. So people are saying usually that is for a negative thing. If anything happens in the ocean or this thing, if this is coming to the shore, means they will think some tsunami or some adverse event is going to happen. So they believe it's like a negative Ningyo. But mermaid, what happened, one prince was there, her father accidentally, he had feeded her with this Ningyo meat. It's like a fish, right? So by accidentally he has feed her, and after having that she was cursed for immortality. So people, some by getting the curse of immortality they have suffered. Same like that, by having that she got the curse of immortality, and what happens, she was living so many husbands, so many children. After seeing their death, she got vexed literally, because the person wants to make her feel how cruel if you eat her this thing. So that much negative also she got. So after 800 years, and that mermaid is called as 800 nun, because she was living a very pure life also, but they are saying, so she had so many husbands and children also. Finally, she surrendered herself to the God. Finally, she surrendered and she had become a nun. After the 800 years of life, she surrendered herself. Then God gave her relief from that. So still people, like at times pictures used to come, mermaid, this from this country show we saw a mermaid like that. So eating a mermaid also, they think we become immortal. These are all the world mythologies. So many mythologies are there like that, to become immortal. So some are happy with that, some are unhappy with that. But our immortality is what? Our original immortality is not just thinking that we have understood that we are souls, and we are just changing this body, because this is like a dress. We are leaving the old dress and we are wearing the new dress. Not just this thing. Immortality means being in our original state, understanding the original quality of the soul, and realizing that, because each and every virtue and each and every version of knowledge, as I said, we have to digest that. We have to explore that. People, when they see, they will understand that how much we are immortal in our qualities or the nature of the soul. Because nature of the soul is immortal. Soul is immortal, doesn't die. So immortal means the quality of that. But still we are not becoming 100% like Baba. Because if we are becoming so equal to Baba, we will also will become God. So something should be there. Though we are immortal in Satyug and Treta Yug, but still we are missing Baba. Some negative, some in kami is there. But when we come here, we will lose our immortality. So this is like a game. So we should realize how much immortal we have become. We are saying like immortal, immortal, but how much we are immortal about our qualities or about our original sanskars and everything. So this is today's Vardhan. May you die alive. And by being showered with the nectar of knowledge, become great from being a corpse. Om Shanti.